Well, sustainability-linked bond sales have accelerated in 2021 as socially responsible investors begin to dabble in this space. And this trend is not escaping local markets. Rand Waters issued a sustainability bond, making it the first state utility in Africa to raise capital with repayments linked to ESG performances. Joining us now to discuss this in a bit more detail is RMB's Head of Sustainable Finance and ESG Advisory, Nigel Beck. Thanks so much, Nigel, for your time this evening. So, Rand Waters raised almost 1.7 billion Rand via a bond sale. Talk us through what exactly was on offer and the kind of appeal it presented.
So first of all, essentially it's a sustainability-linked bond. It's what we call a performance incentive bond. It's a bond in which the proceeds can be used for general corporate purposes, but the coupon of the bond is linked to the achievement by Rand Water of certain pre-agreed environmental social governance targets. So if we look specifically at Rand Water, there were three targets that were chosen. Essentially, they were linked to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, focusing on increased solar installation, increasing access for people to clean water, and gender diversity.
Yeah. How easy, Nigel, is it to track that performance and, you know, hold the company accountable to targets?
So essentially, when we structure these type of sustainability-linked bonds, they're very much aligned to the corporate's sustainability strategy. So what we're trying to do is essentially overlay their financial strategy and the sustainability strategy and linking that into some type of pricing benefit. So the measurable kind of ESG targets are actually independently verified and very much aligned to their corporate disclosure. So it's very relevant to the issuer's business operations. It's not one size fits all, but it's something that can be undertaken at a specific corporate level.
As you say, I mean, this is a goal that a corporate has to align its operations with UN SDGs. Do you see this becoming more of a trend? Because, of course, this is the first African state-owned entity to issue sustainability-linked debt instruments.
Definitely, I think globally, sustainability-linked bonds were first issued in 2019, when I think there was collectively about $5 billion issued. I think the following year, it grew about 120%. Within South Africa, the first issuance of a sustainability-linked bond was in March this year. Since then, there's been, I think, about three other issuances with a number in the pipeline. So I think, you know, 2021 is likely to be the year of the sustainability-linked bond. And I think it's going to be the fastest growing sustainable finance instrument in South Africa.
And you say with investor appetite to match?
Very much so. So what we have found is that investors are increasingly comfortable with the sustainability bond instrument. They like the tangible environmental social governance targets. If we look specifically at the Rand Water sustainability bond, you know, that was oversubscribed, or the five-year one was oversubscribed by four times. So what we've seen is very strong appetite for green and social bonds, but particularly sustainably linked bonds.
Yeah. Nigel, how did the interest here stack up relative to the 500 million Rand 10-year bullet bond, which was an instrument whose principal value, of course, is paid in one lump sum on the maturity date?
So the sustainability linked bond was more oversubscribed. It was four times. I think the 10-year was around 1.2. You know, and I think, you know, there's a number of different factors. There's obviously the sustainability element that comes into that, but then there's also the 10-year bullet, which is slightly longer, obviously, than the five-year. And there's certain investors that have certain appetites for five-year and 10-year.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Nigel. Thanks so much for joining us with that update. Nigel Beck is with RMB.